we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in into WMIE 91.5 FM. I'll get my mouth working right here. And congratulations, you've made it through another week, and you are now on your way to Palm Sunday weekend. I just want to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need any help with your air conditioner or your heater, I got my electric bill in about a week or so ago, and man, I love the fact that it is so low this time of year, but heat will be coming here before long, and you're going to need that AC up and running. So I want to encourage you today, even if you don't have a problem, maybe it's been a while since you had your unit cleaned, give Bill Andriac a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And, he will get you up and running and as economically as possible. By the way, it would be a good time to check your air conditioner filters and make sure that they're clean. That can make a big difference in your power bill. So make sure you change those frequently. And also, daylight savings time was here not too long ago. Probably be a good time to check the batteries in your smoke detectors to make sure that everything is running appropriately there. You want to make sure those are in good working order in case something isn't in good working order and you need to get out of your house in a hurry. So Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. If you're here in Central Florida, they can be a blessing to you by getting your air conditioner up and running at a fair price and as quickly as possible time frame. It'll be a blessing to you. Want to take one last opportunity to invite you out to our youth free car wash this coming week. To tell you a story, my wife comes to me one time and she said, God spoke to me about us doing a free yard sale. And I said, okay, well, we'll put a yard sale together. But I didn't do it for free. It was a flop. And my wife came back to me and said, God didn't tell me to do a yard sale. He said to do a free yard sale. It's like, well, we'll try it again your way. And it was a huge success. We were able to bless a lot of people. There was my favorite moment in that free yard sale was there was a lady who was going to be getting married and she didn't have a wedding dress. And we had a wedding dress that was donated, and it was exactly her size. And I thought, wow, isn't that amazing how God provides in that situation. They weren't in a position to be able to go buy a wedding dress, and here God provided one. So we're doing this for our kids, teach them a work ethic, and help to earn them some credit towards going to youth camp and kids camp this summer. So 165 North Grove Street. The car wash itself runs 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then after that, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., the kids are going to be, since they're already going to be wet, they're going to be having some fun, a water slide and things like that are going to be brought in. And so great things coming up. Looking forward to what's going to take place tomorrow, weather permitting. If there's thunder and lightning, guess what's not happening? But hopefully the weather will be good enough that they will be able to wash a few cars and make them shine to where their face reflects in your automobile. Now, I do want to give you this disclaimer. I've been to a lot of youth car washes, And we're going to have them do as good a job as possible, but they're probably not going to be professional grade at it. So make sure that your expectations are done accordingly. And if the free car wash is not up to your expectations, we'll give you double your money back. Double of nothing is nothing. So anyway, we will be a blessing to you. Again, that was a joke. Go ahead and laugh. It's okay. It's a Friday. Get a head start on the joy of the Lord. Yesterday we were talking about how God sows people into your life, and the devil counterfeits that, and he will sow tares into your life, and that there is a time when that when those two are going to grow simultaneously, but there's going to come a day of accounting where the tares will be uprooted and they will be gathered together and thrown into the fire. But the harvest of souls that have been sown by God and have grown and become fruitful in his kingdom, they're going to be gathered together and going to be a blessing to God for all of eternity. So don't forget that there's that day of that it's going to be seen that everything you've done for the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be worth it all. And all the people said, it will be worth it all. And so that's something that is absolutely glorious. It will be worth it. Today, I want to take you a little bit deeper into that, because the devil will do that inside a church as well, not just on a personal level, not just on a corporate level sometimes. You might have people that have been sown by Satan into your life to be a thorn in your side at work. And if that's the case, I will encourage you to pray for them and pray that God radically transforms their life. But in the letter to Jude, all the way back right before the book of Revelation, 25 glorious little verses there, I want to read to you much of this passage of Scripture. We're going to begin reading at verse number 2 and go all the way through verse number 19. It says, "Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and angels who did not keep their proper domain but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal life. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.' But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feast. While they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves, they are clouds without water, carried about by the wind, late autumn trees, without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, in which they have committed in an ungodly manner, of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Hang on just a second. I will be right back there. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. So today I want to talk to you, how do you recognize whether a person in your life has been sown by God or sown by the devil? Okay, and so there are several passages that deal with this here. And one of the key words that appears over and over and over again in the verses that I just read to you is the term ungodly. In verse 15, it is mentioned four times. To execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of ungodly deeds that they've done in an ungodly way, because ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Okay? Ungodly means this, not godly. In order to know what is godly and what is not, you have to know the Word of God. There are a lot of people who go about making claims, spiritual claims, but their claims do not always line up with the Word of God. Okay? To be godly means to act in the nature that God would act. Okay? And God is holy. He is just. He is true. He is merciful. He is blameless. He is pure. He is holy. He is the lover of men's souls. He is the Savior who came to give his life for the church. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God came to save the lost. Okay? And so the devil is a thief. He comes to take that which is not his, where God comes to give so that that which he has paid the price for may be his. There is a massive difference in the way that God operates and the way that the devil operates. Now, Jesus came to die on the cross so that people could be saved. I worked for a pastor in Texas, and he always wanted to put up on the church sign when I was there, "What this church needs is a few more good sinners." Okay? What Merit Assembly of God needs is more people who are not yet saved. Too much church growth takes place in America just by saint moving from church to church to church to church. And what God really wants to take place is for the grace of Almighty God to captivate the heart of sinners, and they be miraculously saved, redeemed, and born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay? And so just because there are people who are not walking in godliness does not necessarily mean that they've been sown there by the enemy to create problems. They may be on a spiritual journey, and God has brought them there so that they can see the truth. The problem is when people start using ungodly influence to promote ungodliness in the people of God. Do you realize how many denominations there are that are currently clinging to ungodly beliefs? They have discounted the Word of God, much like the Pharisees had, but instead of embracing the traditions of men, they are embracing the philosophies of the world and trying to contort the Word of God and distort the Word of God to try and get it to fit ungodly philosophies. And God says, that's not going to fly. And so if anybody is sown into your life and they are promoting ungodliness, don't sit there and don't take that. Okay? Don't just wink at it and say, oh, well, that's just the way that they are. God has a solution for that. Okay, drop down to verse number 7. It says, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. God is not a God who winks at sexual immorality. Okay? It's a plague on society. It has harmful effects. It devalues women. It creates health consequences. It produces physical, emotional, and relational harm. There, I know people who have been traumatized because they were victims of someone else's sexually immoral compulsion. And, you know, as a pastor, I want to watch over people to make sure that they are not falling prey. Now, too much in the church over the past few years, 20 years or so, has brought headlines about churches covering up immorality. Look, we're not here to cover up immorality or anything like that. But I will tell you this, Merit Assembly of God is not a playground for molesters who are looking for their next victim. If you want to see my personality change, you watch when children are involved, and you will find that I am very, very protective of our children. We have security screens in place. We have background checks that we do. We watch over our children. And not only that, we're not going to be one of those who espouses sexual immorality as approved conduct. It is not approved conduct. It is not the way that God would operate. God wants there to be covenant relationship. One of the things that I was teaching our boys a little over a week ago was that you wait for God's timing. Okay? And so sexual immorality is not the same as a covenant relationship between a husband and a wife. That's all that's supposed to be there. So you don't engage in sexual activity before you're married, and once you are married, your sexual activity is restrained to the husband and the wife relationship. You do not wander outside of those bounds. Okay? People who do that, I can tell you that if I find out about that sort of stuff that's going on, they generally have a conversation with me to make sure that they understand that is to be repented over, not something that is supposed to be promoted. Praise ye the Lord. Fortunately, I have not had to have that conversation too many times. Let's look at verse number 8. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh. Look at this. They reject authority and they speak evil of dignitaries. Okay? One of the major indicators of a person who is sown for ungodly means in a community set aside for godly purposes is whenever they reject authority, whenever they attack authority. That's a very serious sign. You say, well, what if the authority is ungodly? I'll just point you to David. David said, you know what? Even though Saul's trying to kill me and God has delivered him into my hands on two occasions, I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointed. And when an Amalekite came and said, I brought you the king's crown. I found it on Saul's head. He was not quite dead yet, and I knew he couldn't live, and so I struck him down and killed him at his request. David said, that doesn't work with me. That doesn't work with me. It didn't work for Miriam. It didn't work for Aaron. It didn't work for Korah or Dothan or any of those that rose up in the rebellion against Moses. And I just caution you, don't touch Jesus' bride. Okay? Be a Barnabas. Be an encourager. Don't attack authority. And don't speak evil of dignitaries. You will not find me speaking badly about my presbyter or about my superintendent. Okay? I want to make sure that I sow good words, because I don't want people manifesting a harvest in my life of people attacking me. Had plenty of people attack me through the years. Not enjoyed a single one of those. And so I want to make sure that I sow the right type of seed, because I don't want to reap the other type or a bad harvest. And so just because somebody's attacking you doesn't mean that you did anything to deserve it. Sometimes they are just operating in an ungodly manner. Don't reject authority. Don't speak evil about authority or dignitaries. People who speak negatively about the president of the United States, just because they're not the representative, whether it was Republicans speaking about Barack Obama or the Clintons, or whether it's Democrats speaking negatively about Bush or about his father Bush or Reagan or President Trump, you just don't sow those seeds. Because really, do you want people rejecting your authority? Do you really want people going around and talking badly about you? I don't think so. Okay? And it says that Michael the archangel did not even bring a reviling accusation against Satan. Listen, if there's ever been a creature that deserved and lived up to the accusations that he had been accused of, it's the devil. And even Michael the archangel would not attack him verbally. His response was simply this: the Lord rebuke you. Okay? And so I want to take you back to that. You know, if you don't have anything good to say, then zip it. Okay? That's a modern take on it. But these speak evil about whatever they do not know. And okay, so let me take you that. What you're going to find is that people who are sown for ungodly purposes, they're going to have a problem with their mouth. They're going to use their mouth to reject authority, attack authority, to speak evil about them. The concept of blasphemy, the term blasphemy, simply means to speak evil about. And it says these speak evil about things that they do not know, that they do not understand. Okay? I want to encourage you that if you don't understand something, you don't attack it, you don't speak evil about it, you go and you investigate and you say, I wonder if there's something that I don't know about this. I am of the position that when it comes to government activities, I trust that there's stuff that I don't know. I hope that there's stuff that I don't know. I believe that there are things that are going on that I don't want to know. I don't have the security clearance. I don't have the authority that demands that I know. And so I just want to continue to say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. There are too many people who speak evil about things that they don't know. If you don't have the facts, then don't make the judgment. And if you don't make the judgment, you're not going to be operating with loose lips, attacking things that are going to make you look foolish when all of the facts come out. Okay? In Proverbs, it talks about a case where that it's being decided, and the first person presents their case and it seems like it's right and you want to make a judgment in their favor until you hear the other side of the story. And then you find out that maybe everything wasn't exactly the way that that first person perceived it. Okay. Perception is not reality. And so you and I, we need to know things before we start speaking about things. Okay. In Matthew chapter 18, it talks about if you have a problem between people in the church, you go to that person and you say, hey, got this issue. It says if they don't respond to that person, you go and you get two or three other people. Now, here's the thing. You don't contaminate them. You don't say, hey, go with me because I know you're going to rule in my favor. You bring them in as unbiased, impartial individuals, and you present the case and you say, this is the reality, this is my position on this. And then you allow them, once they've heard both sides of the story, to weigh in on that situation. Okay. Too many times we want to contaminate the pool and then we don't get a righteous judgment that way. Don't be like these and use your mouth for ungodly purposes. Allow the Holy Spirit to tame your tongue. Listen, James says no man can tame the tongue. And you can start a great big fire with a little bitty word. Here's the good news is God can tame your tongue. He tames your tongue by changing your heart. The problem is too many times we don't want the heart change. We just want the mouth change. And so when I pay attention to the words that come out of people's mouths, because that the words that come out of their mouth tell me where their heart is. So if you want to know about whether a person is a plant for God or a plant for the enemy, pay attention to the words that come out of their mouth. You know, in a movie, a person said, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? And the person responded, nobody understands the words that are coming out of your mouth. We need to pay attention to the words that come out of our mouth because they're a reflection of what's going on in our heart. And those words will reflect to us whether our heart is right with God or whether it's positioned for ungodly means. I pray that the words that you hear coming out of my mouth will be edifying. You know, somebody said something here recently and it challenged me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to step up and make sure that I get my heart right to get my mouth right. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Sing to be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my heart.